And dishonesty was what Jesus was denouncing when he took the scribes and the Pharisees to task over their oath-taking, you know. They were guilty of this when they distinguished between one oath and another, saying some things were binding and others were not. They were lying, cheating and being dishonest towards God and man. How about us? Christian liars, do we have those? Hang on a minute, surely not. Christians who lie? That's like they're saying there are Christian thieves and robbers. Come to think of it, I've come across a couple of those too. Paul says, and such were some of you. Old habits sometimes die hard. No judgment, but we have to face facts as Jesus does and accept his correction. Becoming a Christian is not instant perfection. It takes time. However, if you've been a Christian for 10 years and you're still doing these things, it's time for a rethink. It's getting a bit close for comfort, I know, but what we're talking about now is what comes out of our mouths by way of oaths and so on. Promises, declarations like I'll never. This one is usually linked to the word again, and it's called a vow. Ever made any of those? I wish I was dead. No one's going to tell me what to do. I'll never let anyone that close again. I'm sick and tired, and you probably are both sick and tired. We really do utter an awful lot of things that we don't give a thought to. Idle words, the Bible calls them. They're idle because there's nothing profitable in them and we're still doing them after we've been born again for years. We need to listen to what's coming out of our mouths. And then there are those who are hypocritical. Play acting, trying to create a false impression about their spirituality or even about who they are. Dropping names, inferring close relationships with powerful people in order to mislead. I can feel that conviction rising right now. Bluster, justification, you're spluttering, I can hear you. We're apt in this day and age to speak great swelling words of vanity, as the old King James puts it. Fess up now, you know what I'm talking about. Don't look at me like a cow at a new gate. The truth, when it first comes, is always negative. This whole issue James addresses, and it could be the subject of a book, is what comes out of a man, Jesus says, that defiles him, not what goes in. Ouch. So if you're given to hyperbole, that is exaggeration, you are lying. And hypocrisy, that's play acting, you're being dishonest. Making rash declarations, that's vows. Negativity or anything else that is idle. Time to take stock and repent. Change your mind and your speech. That's what happens when the kingdom starts to come. The light comes in and your life, your speech and your language change. Isn't that lovely?